Radio listeners, this show is nuts!
WSBC, yeah. This is the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome, listeners. It's Saturday night. With me, as always, is my brother,
hey,
Bill.
Pat.
I'm Patty Houlihan, and joining us, as always, is Clay O'Brien.
Hello.
Welcome, gang. Another week
here.
Of fun. Hopefully, we can make this show as nutty as possible. I'm a little loopy.
I think it's always nuts.
I'm tired today.
Really? Why is that?
Well, you ever get I think I had too many Red Bulls.
Oh, jeez.
You're turning into that guy that just drinks, six Red Bulls a day? Your heart's
no,
going to explode.
No.
Six.
I had two today.
That's too many.
I had one at, 2 in the afternoon, and now for our radio listeners, we do tape the show, and we're taping on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're
night.
A day early
we're
this
way
week.
We're way ahead of time. A few days ahead of time.
We're doing a little remodeling here.
We're doing some remodeling at the studio. Yeah, they're who knows? It could get all tech-like the next time we're back here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get nostalgic for the old radio look of the radio.
It's gonna be like The Office and Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, everything's gonna be feng shui and.
Yeah, that's the movie where they make video games, right? Yeah,
they're gonna get rid of the soundboard. We're gonna just be doing it off of iPads and. Yeah.
Maybe they'll have big murals of us.
That would be cool. Big murals of us because everybody's just downloading our jams all day.
We're the hottest thing on the airwaves.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
I'll
we
take
are.
That.
Actually, the hottest things on the airwaves this
loop.
Week are, yep, are
playing Van Halen 24/7.
I can play some Halen later.
No, it's banned.
Running with the Devil in honor of Hillary Clinton, perhaps something like that. That's what Trump.
Did you hear what Trump
her.
Said tonight?
No, what did
oh,
he say
man.
Now?
They're saying this might be his worst thing yet.
What is it?
He basically insinuated that she should be killed.
Oh my God!
He's talking about he goes. Hillary wants to take away your Second Amendment rights, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I guess you Second Amendment people could probably do something about it.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was you saw people behind him sitting down going, oh, my. Like,
I just
putting their heads oh, my God.
You know,
I wonder if he's doing this on purpose. You know?
Well, maybe,
he's like,
know.
Is he imploding on purpose?
He thinks he's at the bar at the country club, just talking to, people we know.
I think that's why so many people like him. They're like, oh, it's like talking to a guy just sitting there at the bar.
He's sitting there sucking on an olive on a plastic toothpick.
Let me
tell you what we ought to do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we ought to do.
Right.
Yeah. Except he just forgets he's in front of 80 million people.
Yeah.
Bill, you said it was the deadliest week in Chicago in a long time.
No, I think Monday.
Monday was the deadliest
day. Yesterday was the deadliest day in Chicago in years. 9 killed. I'm not sure how many shot. It's unbelievable.
I saw that there was a 10-year-old shot, and then the next story was a 61-year-old grandfather was killed in front of his, nephew, his, 3-year-old nephew.
Man.
He was targeted.
Prayers go out to all those people. This is we're in a rough spot here in Chi-Town.
Yeah, this needs to change, man.
It's got to change.
Yeah, it was the deadliest day in 13 years.
This is not a third-world country.
No, but we're heading that way.
Well, we treat some communities like they are, and we got to change that.
Bill, you came over. My daughter, Charlotte, had her 7th birthday party this
Happy
week.
Happy birthday, Char. A little shout out on the radio to
that's
you.
That's right.
Seven. Wow.
Time flies.
Seven heaven,
man.
Baby.
It's crazy.
Couldn't believe it. We had a nice little, it wasn't an impromptu party. I came home
from
work.
No, your wife did an amazing job.
She sure did, didn't she?
She decorated the heck out of the place. It looks cool.
I had no idea what I was walking into. My wife said, we're gonna get a pizza and mom and dad will come over. And my mom and dad will come over and, aunts and uncles, and that'll be that. There were about 19, 25 kids in my house running around like crazy.
Nice.
It was pretty nice, actually. It was very
I wasn't expecting it either, because in the past we've just done...
We had an open door policy where just anybody on our block could sort of enter into the house.
Yeah, where they live, there's 30 kids that all live within the vicinity.
That's
it's kind of cool.
Be.
We live in row houses. So
it's like 1920s Brooklyn and over there.
That's exactly what it was like, yo. I went outside and played a little stick ball with the kids.
Yep. Model T's driving by.
Everyone's got
We all had band line shirts on.
Eating sausages.
Did you hear that noise again? That was very good.
First one was better.
We have to bring that horn back.
Hell yeah.
That's the next thing. I think, you know, now we have ringtones.
If it was
on
good
phones.
Enough for Capone, it's good enough for me.
Sure. Maybe there wouldn't be so many killings if we could just change
the police cars.
Change the
speaking
noise
of Capone, did you guys see that that series on A&E, The Making of the Mob Chicago?
I know about all
it's
that.
Pretty
this
good,
is
though.
Like the 800th
A&E version of
no,
something.
No, they
of
did
that
the
nature.
Making of Mob New York. Now they're doing Chicago. This is probably, I saw the first four
it's
episodes.
Bill Curtis,
and
the
it was
voice.
Good. No. No. No, he's not. But, you know, our old buddy TJ English is in it.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Along with John Binder.
Yep.
He's in it. And then there's an attorney from the DePaul School of Law.
A lot of mobologists.
A guy actually, I'm a friend of his on Facebook, Mike Lombardo, his dad,
yeah.
Who is a professor at the DePaul School, I think he's a professor at the School of Law. He's kind of a mobologist as well. But it's kind of cool to watch how they talk about
it. Kind of in your blood in this town.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even if you're not into it, you still know a lot of stuff that other places don't know.
So getting back to
you know who Frank Nitti is when you're six.
Sure.
You do.
Yeah.
At least, well, that's because we grew up in River Forest,
that's
Oak Park.
True. Yeah.
You know? You hey, go out to, you know,
Nebraska.
Algonquin, they don't know who Frank
so
Nitti is.
So what do you think? I got to ask, after I left, did Charlotte just take my gift and throw it off to the side? Or she
what was your
it
gift
no.
before we speak about it?
Bill got her something called Orbeez.
Things are called Orbeez.
What do you want? Want some Orbeez?
Yeah. I call Patty's wife on the phone.
Do they fly?
You
no,
think so?
It's
they're
weird.
Orbs, though. They are orbs.
They're these like little balls. Like I don't know how to even like. They look like a almost like the size of a BB pellets.
Okay.
Right? And you put them in water, and they like grow. Right. Right? But
sure.
I don't know. I don't get the fascination.
And then,
with
and then
it.
You microwave them and stick your feet in them or something, and they massage your foot.
Yeah, it's something right. like that. It's very weird. I saw it. I'm like, Haley, what does Charlotte want for her birthday?
Orbeez.
And she's
Orbeez.
Like, these things called Orbeez. And I go, I'm staring at them right now. I go, I'm buying them. She goes, okay, fine. I mean, I'm the lazy guy. I don't want to look too hard. And it was like, oh, how much are those? $38. See ya. Out the door. Oh, and then I saw like some girl thing, like where they make bracelets. Got
some
that.
Some girl thing.
And then I
got you a girl thing.
And
enjoy.
I got,
happy
and then I got
birthday.
Mikey. I got yeah. Mikey like a little truck.
That's kind of how I am. You know, it's pink. Looks good.
Yeah,
she might like it. It'll get busted in an hour anyway. Don't matter. It's girly though.
It probably will get broken. Shall...
Those Orbeez?
Yeah,
yeah. That's a one shot deal right
yeah,
there. You
for
heat
sure.
those suckers up, and then they fall apart and
yeah.
wind up all over the floor.
Well,
of my
I hope
house.
She enjoys it the one time she plays with it.
Happy birthday, Charlotte. We love you. You know what you should have just gotten, Charlotte?
What?
Bunch of McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Yeah, she would
She'd
like
been
that.
Real happy with that.
No,
she does like that.
Kids love oatmeal for their birthday,
Christmas, birthday.
Oh
I gave,
yeah!
I gave Uncle Paul some oatmeal for his birthday.
Yes, you did.
But he's in his 80s, and he was very grateful to have the oatmeal.
Yeah, he actually wrote.
Oh, Pat, this is amazing! Thank you for the oatmeal.
He actually wrote on his Facebook page, "I want to thank everyone for all their wonderful time and gifts, and especially the person who left me the oatmeal,
the tin of oatmeal."
Yeah,
took him 4 hours to type that.
Yeah,
it's the greatest tin of oatmeal you'll ever have.
Yeah, it was his 80th birthday. That was last what September. Coming up on 81, Paul.
That's right.
Getting close, man.
This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. We'll be back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
A vending machine? Sure. A parking meter? Okay. A slot machine? That's kind of the point. There are some machines that you have to pay to use. An ATM shouldn't be one of them. With total access checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, every ATM nationwide is free, even ones outside the network. With the fees you'll save, go on. Buy a candy bar from that vending machine. Get our total access special offer at wintrust.com/TAC. Members FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story, 1240 a.m. WSBC. Hoolies, Hoolie, we're back. Have you been watching the Olympic Games?
I have.
You know what happened tonight?
No, what?
Michael Phelps won his 20th gold medal.
Did he win it tonight?
This is Tuesday night that we're recording, everybody. But yeah, he did win. I saw it.
He won the, what was that?
The butterfly. The
200 freestyle.
200 butterfly, I believe it was.
He won the butterfly.
So this was the, we're talking here on Tuesday. This was the
final
race. This was the final. So last night was the semifinal.
Correct.
Oh, wow. He beat that guy from Hungary in the
the South African that he had the rival.
Yeah, the guy that kept staring him down.
Yes. Guy didn't even finish in the top three.
Really?
Yeah. But it was very close. It was like a really kind of a close
finish. Who was it? Like the anybody
it was,
from
Phelps, Japan.
Okay.
And,
Hungary, the guy from Hungary?
I think
the guy
possibly.
With the shaved head. He and, was the guy that Phelps was really worried about. It wasn't necessarily the guy
right,
the South African.
Right, he just disliked the South African guy because the South African guy had beat him in London.
Right, right.
And then like rubbed it in.
Yeah.
And even in the semifinal, the South African was like, shadow boxing in front of him.
I saw that.
Trying to intimidate him.
Yeah.
And Phelps just had this look on his face like, I'm going to destroy you.
And then like what we, so we've had Phelps. We've
My
had,
teeth are they, bigger than
and,
yours.
And the kid
it's
from,
like making like Michael Jordan mad. Like, you know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, like when Mutombo used to wave his finger at Jordan.
Yeah.
The Mutombo.
Vice President Mutombo.
So who are the, we got Vice President.
Thank you, Mutombo. America.
Yeah.
Everybody play basketball.
The girl, the old, who's the girl from America, the, Katie Ledecky, the 19-year-old. Have you seen her?
Yeah, she looks like a lizard.
Too. She does.
She looks like a lizard.
She does have lizard features.
She's got a real pointy nose.
You know
and
what,
yellow
Patty?
Teeth.
How nice of you.
She swims like a lizard, too.
She does.
Well,
she
won gold.
Her second one. Two. She got two.
They're saying that she could be the next female Michael Phelps.
She's got like, two already. She's got 18 to go.
Pretty impressive. And then who was the other girl? She won last night, too. Another U.S. She won gold. Oh, man. That's killing me now.
I didn't notice.
Are you talking about Simone Biles?
No, not the gymnast.
I didn't notice a lot of Irish.
They're kicking butt. The United States is kicking butt.
Participants.
Yeah, we always
are the Irish.
You know, I haven't seen a lot. I saw two gentlemen in the cycling event.
Well, we got our buddy from Loyola Academy who's swimming.
Connor Dwyer, he's an Irishman. There
How
you
do
go.
You know they
Irish
were
Irish-American.
Huh?
How do you know they were gentlemen?
I don't know if they were gentlemen. I'm just being presumptuous.
All right.
Presumptuous,
what
yeah.
constitutes a gentleman in this day and age?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like the old Pignot cologne ad where the guy has a mustache and a cane. What a gentleman.
That doesn't hurt.
Well, that's...
mustache and cane? Gotta be a gentleman,
step
right?
closer.
You ever seen the picture of Jack Daniels? That's why they have a brand called Gentleman Jack.
It's you like ever seen someone with a
Yeah.
If you have a cane and an ascot, you're a gentleman.
That's right.
And a mustache.
I did watch a fight, a boxing match.
Oh, yeah?
Flyweight, 108 pounds. Some little Irish guy was trying to beat the crap out of someone, and he lost.
He lost?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Southpaw?
I have not.
It's a great movie. It's about this kid, Francis
it's
Barrett.
It's a documentary, right?
Yeah, it's about this kid.
I have seen it, actually.
The guy's like, come on, Franny. Come on, Franny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about...
a traveler who turns
yeah,
into...
Yeah, this kid, Francis Barrett, who kind of... It's his he tries to make it to the Olympics. I don't think he doesn't make it.
I don't think so.
Makes it to the Olympic trials, but it's a very cool story about a boxer and his coach. And
we got to see some more Irish people in the Olympics. This is crazy.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Work harder, boys.
That's right. America's got the medal count right now at 8 gold, 1 bronze, or 8 gold, 8 silver, 9 bronze.
Who's
this
in
is
second?
As of Tuesday. China.
It's okay. America versus China.
China. Of course.
Of course, Jen is in second.
Yeah.
They're cheating.
Yeah.
Have you some of these swimmers, though, like the female swimmers, you look at their shoulders and you're like, holy cow.
Yeah, they swim every day. They've been swimming every day for 30 years.
Yep.
You know, even when you think about those guys that are, like, even the male swimmers, you know how much protein and food that they have to eat every day to, like, I mean, just because the amount of workout they're doing, like, it's unbelievable. I think they probably have to eat, like, probably
Seven or eight chickens.
Yeah,
they're pounding down, like, they're eating, like, tuna fish.
We've all had Euros in the last 48 hours.
No, right. I had a Euro earlier last week. I just caught, you guys said you had a Euro, and I said, oh, yeah, I had one.
You and Patty had one today.
Yes, I did. Eh, it was okay. A gyro or a Euro.
You had one together or just happened to be?
We had telepathically had a Euro together, yes. Yeah.
The telepathic Euro.
Great name for a spot, right? Telepathic Euro.
That's my techno band.
Where did you have your Euro?
On the northwest side. Oh, okay. I only get my Euros meet on the northwest side.
I get mine at Sub T in Forest Park.
All Kronos.
Well done.
Kronos.
Kronos.
The best.
I don't know how the Greeks are doing in the Olympics, but I imagine that they're feeding them.
I was
going
to make a wisecrack to the guy at the Euros place about the Greeks in the Olympics, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
They invented the Olympics. They can do whatever they want.
That's right. Hey, here's something I wanted to bring up. Police in Ireland, they've gone on the road with a UFO. You read about this at all?
A UFO?
Yeah.
What?
So a UFO got a police escort last week when it roamed the streets of Ireland. But the rolling saucer wasn't from outer space. It was made right here on Earth. Ali Kamal Ali.
Nice Irish name.
Yeah. 53. He told the Belfast Telegraph he initially completed the craft as part of a visual arts course he was taking. The saucer later became the centerpiece of an Irish art exhibition called Third Space Pop Art Show. Okay. And he said he wanted to see more people to see the creation. So he recalled that he decided that he was just going to go ask the Garda. He went into a police station. And he said, hey, can you guys give my UFO a police escort? And the cops thought it was great. Only in Ireland would they like do that. They wouldn't do that here in the United States. Like, that sounds fun.
Like you're under arrest, sir.
So do you think the guys walked out of the pubs in Ireland and were like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, so it was a fiberglass flying saucer, and it runs on two electric scooters, and it's complete with a strobe light, laser, smoke machine, and loudspeaker designed to reproduce low bass frequencies that sound unearthly.
Yeah, we're going to call that a slow day in policing in Ireland.
I would say so, but video of the craft's journey taken by onlookers shows the saucer going through like a neighborhood park and a bunch of other things. It's, you know, it's amazing. I just, you know, people in Ireland don't even, they're like, that is it, a flying saucer.
Of course we'll take it. If that was America, they'd be like, your name's what, Amir or something? Get on the ground.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's true.
You ever have a flying saucer
encounter?
Yeah.
No, but when I was little, I used to have this reoccurring dream when I was like 6 or 7 that there was like this kind of like crazy amount of UFOs in my backyard.
Yeah, only in your backyard though?
Only in my backyard.
Was it after you saw E.T.?
No, I don't think so.
Or Flight of the Navigator?
It's after I saw The Omen.
Yeah. Your parents let you watch
but
that
I
as
had
a
the
kid.
Same dream like 5 times. It was weird. And then when I was in college, I had the exact same dream that I had when I was a kid.
And you were most likely kidnapped by an alien at some point in your life.
I think I was.
And that's a recurring memory that you're having. You were like suspended in your backyard somehow, watching them.
They give me supersonic speed.
Yeah. I've had moments where I look up at the sky, what is that? You know?
You've had a hillbilly UFO moment?
Yeah.
What is that?
What in the world?
That can't be an airplane.
What in the world?
What was your encounter?
Of course,
you got to
have
it.
A southern guy.
Let's go.
Wouldn't be one of our episodes without a southern guy, you know.
Look at that thing up there in the sky.
No, it's usually after I've had a few beers where I'm like, what is that? Is that an airplane?
It's probably an airplane.
Most likely.
Yeah. So you got drunk and saw an airplane.
Yeah.
That's very good, Patty.
UFO, yeah. I've always wanted
Not
to
bad
see
for
one,
36.
I've always wanted to see a UFO.
You should
what do you want to do before you die? See a UFO?
You know what we'll do? We'll take the kids up to the farm and we'll go UFO hunting because it's clear skies up there.
Well, technically, UFOs don't necessarily mean aliens. It just means unidentified flying object.
Correct. I've seen satellites.
So I have seen UFOs. When I've had a few beers and I can't identify that flying object, that's a UFO, man.
Have you ever seen a satellite cruise across the sky?
No.
You can
but
see that once in a while.
Most likely they're drones, I would think, that what people are seeing these days.
30-year-old hipsters.
Unless you see orbs in the sky, Orbies. Like that.
Yeah.
See, I got
There ain't
Billy's
no
Orbeez.
I saw them Orbeez up in the sky.
Any of you guys seen any good movies lately?
No, but speaking of aliens, I've started watching this Netflix show called Stranger Things. Are you into it?
No.
Have you seen it?
No. It's good?
I have not.
It's really good.
What's it about?
Aliens?
It's about these kids who live in like this rural town in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
A girl goes missing, and they stumble upon some weird stuff.
Okay.
Twin brothers directed it. I'll pull their name up in a minute because it's escaping me at the moment. But it's like an homage to the Goonies.
Sure.
Okay. E.T., It by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Like all the 80s sort of classic horror films.
All right.
Close Encounters is in there. Got a little bit of that. All sort of meshed into one.
Horror, sci-fi.
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It stars Winona Ryder. You like her?
What is that?
She's great.
Guy?
Wasn't she Matt Damon?
That ain't Josh. It's just some Winona Ryder thing. That show.
Good to see Winona back on screen.
It is, actually. It's a really good show. Check it out.
We were speaking about films. The movie about Bobby Sands.
Yes.
66 Days broke an Irish box office record last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
And what constitutes a record in Ireland?
I don't know. I'm reading here. I think this is in. What I pulled up off the internet. It's in the Belfast Telegraph. It says that they took in 50,933 euro. It doesn't sound like a lot, but you have to remember that Ireland is the size of Illinois.
It's like 60,000 bucks.
We took in 3 euros, but euros.
Euros instead of euros.
You see that? See what I did there?
It overtook the previous record holder, the Queen of Ireland. But that's pretty cool.
I want to see that.
I do want to see it. I don't know when it's coming here. I mean, I'm sure it'll be here soon.
You can find it on the internet somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that should be good. So if you 66 days, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
I kind of want to see this De Niro movie about the boxer.
Oh, Roberto Duran.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Do you think it looks
Hands of Stone?
It looks like it's got a good like backstory with the gangsters and all that.
Yeah, it's been done.
Did you ever see the 30 for 30 on Roberto Duran though?
No mas.
Oh, it's outstanding. You find a whole new respect for him. So that's what I'm thinking. This movie is kind of about. It's
I think it'll be good. I think it's gonna be sneaky good.
All right. Well,
it's De Niro.
De Niro does dog crap too, but
he does.
I've seen some. I've seen a bad De Niro movie.
He does dog crap. You know?
What was that movie?
He does dog crap.
You know what movie was dog crap that De Niro did? The one that he did with Pacino, Righteous Kill.
Never saw it.
One of the worst pieces of crap. And I rented it thinking, oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be like Heat. You know, it's going to be just as good as Heat. I'm sorry, Righteous Kill, whoever directed it, but you are no Michael Mann.
It was just all Pacino right? This is garbage!
Stop killing people!
This movie's going to be great. Garbage great.
Bobby, we got to make this film.
All right.
Well, he's in that new movie. He's going to be in, I think, the Irishman. The
Frank
one about,
Sheeran, I hear you paint houses.
Yeah, when's that being released?
I don't know. Sometime. I think they were saying sometime in maybe around after Christmas. Didn't it just get bought at the Cannes Film Festival?
It may have been.
They haven't even started shooting it.
Yeah.
No, it did get bought at the Cannes Film Festival.
All right, so it's done. It's in the can.
Well, it's not in the can. They bought I think somebody bought the rights to make the film.
Gotcha.
Or whatever.
Somebody bought the script.
I don't know how.
Bought the script. You know, now it's in the studio's hands.
Now they got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well,
but they're
get the cameras rolling.
Yeah, a decade from now we'll be able to
probably
shoot
it. We don't know.
All right. Let's take a righteous commercial break.
Okay.
We'll be back after these messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. and as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Hey,
hey.
Yeah. We're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. Talking a little Olympics this week.
Love it.
Lots of little strange news. You seen any more people playing Pokemon?
No.
On the street?
I've never seen anyone doing it at all.
Because you're in your car all day.
People I guess
play
so.
Pokemon
I
in
saw
the
a
car.
Report. Someone got either mugged or killed. They were playing Pokemon.
Have you seen anybody doing this, like on the street?
I haven't
witnessed it.
I guess
I'm not looking hard
street.
Enough.
My daddy was killed playing Pokemon. Don't make Pokemon jokes.
No, something I did see, though, is that a woman in New Jersey, hope I'm pronouncing this right, it's Gloucester County.
Gloucester.
In a cemetery after she climbed up to chase a Pokemon in a tree.
Uh-huh.
She got stuck in that tree and had to call the cops on herself.
You imagine being in the firehouse? There's a woman stuck in a tree playing Pokemon. The guys in the firehouse, like, throwing their coffee against the wall.
No, they're like, we're going to finish our ribs. We'll be over there in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave her up there.
No,
she's chasing ghosts in the cemetery.
Woman, that's right? She saw some orbs in the sky. It's a woman who was described as a young adult.
Uh-huh.
She climbed a tree inside the Ellington Cemetery to catch a Pokemon.
Beautiful facility.
And when she, right? Great spot.
Top notch.
And when she couldn't get down, she called 911 and reluctantly admitted when rescuers talked to her that she'd been playing the game. She was a bit embarrassed at that point.
She should be blocked
How could
up.
You get, like, I just...
You should put her away for 5 years.
But I can't imagine getting that excited where it's like, all right, I'm going to climb a tree now. You're playing a freaking video game.
You're like a zombie.
Right? Isn't it a video game?
It's a virtual reality game.
Or is that, I don't know.
Stop. Just stop it.
Everyone, I don't want to have to do any physical labor.
I'm sure there's
a lot
of it going around in the Olympic Village. Just people playing Pokemon everywhere in the Olympic Village.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think of, you're going to go down to Rio and play some Pokemon?
Forget the Olympics. I want to go to Rio to play Pokemon during the Olympics.
Come on, people, put down the Pokemon.
Hey, I know everyone's worried about the Zika virus and bad crime down in Rio, but hey, let's go down there and play some Pokemon. Okay,
yeah, be buried in our phones all day. We won't get stabbed.
That could be, maybe that's Trump's new angle. Put down the Pokemon.
Put down the Pokemon, pick up a pitching wedge.
He's going to...
A pitching wedge?
Just enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself with pitching wedges.
Go pitching pot for a couple hours.
Pokemon's not American. Doesn't sound American either.
It does, and I can't even pronounce it.
Pikachu, poku, poku.
Get out of here.
What, is that
everyone, get out of here.
Is there really a noise that Pokemon makes? Or did you just make that up?
Those are Pokemon noises.
All right.
I mean, these are the fact that adults are playing it is mind-blowing.
Yeah. The girl, Mary Kate.
I thought the guy reading the Harry Potter book on the L when he was like 50 was weird.
I never liked that guy. I never liked that guy either.
The guy had the red sweater on, you know.
The whole adult Harry Potter craze seemed very bizarre. Yeah, the guy in a Brooks Brothers suit just peeling through Harry Potter. You know?
On the Green Line.
Yeah.
Like, come on, are you serious?
What are you reading, Sorcerer's Stone?
Like, I might beat you up. You're on the Green Line.
Yeah. My dad's reading Harry Potter. We got to wait for him to get out to the car to drive us to the game. He's got one more chapter.
He's watching football practice.
Got one more chapter of Potter left.
It's 80 pages.
You know, when you just brought up a funny story. I don't know. Have I told this on the air before? I can't remember or not, but
the fact that you couldn't get through a Harry Potter book?
I never even picked one up. No
desire.
You
can't get through a Harry Potter movie.
But I just remember I've gotten through obviously the kid who played Harry Potter was his Daniel Radcliffe. So when I was
the cutest boy in the world.
I think we were like 20.
All kids need to look like Harry Potter.
I think we were like 20 and we were home from college or it might have been like right or maybe we were like 19. I can't remember, but
I can't remember either.
We were going downtown to the bars in Lincoln Park and we were trying to get into the bars with our fake IDs and stuff. And there was a girl who dated a guy who had kind of like bangs and, you know, brown hair and kind of glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I know where you're going.
We were waiting.
Someone called me Harry Potter.
We were waiting in line. Yeah. And he's like, of course, this guy
you
was
know
old.
It's coming. It's still
this
funny.
Guy was older than us. And he was of age and we weren't.
Right.
And, you know, the guy checks our IDs. He's like, whoa, 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 Harry Potter.
And he didn't let him in.
Just the look of hate on this kid that looked like Harry Potter's face that came over him was, and he couldn't do anything because the guy was like a 6'5", like bald guy with like a goatee. It's like, I'll crush you.
Yeah, like the security guard guy in Springer. What's that? Wilkos?
Steve. Wilkos? Yeah, it was like Wilkos being like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
Harry Potter. Let me see. You got a second form, Harry Potter?
But he was in front of his younger girlfriend.
My name's Jason. No, it's Potter.
This guy was in front of his younger girlfriend. Columbus. So it just had to be so demeaning to him, you know, and belittling that, you know. Here he is trying to impress his young
worst
girlfriend.
Worst day of your life? The day they called me Harry Potter outside Lincoln my girl. Station. That was hard. Halligan Bar, the doorman called me Potter once.
My girlfriend
crushed
never,
me for years.
Never respected me.
Never got over it.
Never got over it.
Well, you know you look like him. Fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get rid of the bangs. Although guys with bangs.
Yeah, get contacts, get a haircut.
Hey, if you got bangs when you're like 20, it's like, come on, pal.
Yeah,
what's going
get
on
a haircut,
here?
Get some bag, get some contacts, go back
John
to the
bar. Paxson, right? Another guy.
Paxson, he doesn't have any hair now, but
he was a bangs guy for years. He's like a 40-year-old man, he's got bangs.
I always thought that so Paxson has
are terrible.
Paxson had the same haircut, or Jim Carrey had the same haircut as Paxson in Dumb and Dumber. Just
yeah,
like that, like
much.
Like that real fine, like banged out short hair.
When you can shoot the basketball like that, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, Pax was a heck of a player.
Yeah.
Johnny Pax.
Let's not get... You know.
We went from Harry Potter to bangs to Paxson.
It all makes
boom!
Sense.
Oh, it always happens.
Yeah.
How's Don Trump doing lately?
I have no idea. He's plummeting, apparently, according to the media. Whether there's truth to that, I have no idea. I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's rigged.
Could be. We don't know. You see Blago? They won't let him off.
No.
Yeah, good.
It's going to be 8 more years.
Sit there and think about it.
No, I thought it. I was like, all right, let him out now. It's over.
If he wasn't so cocky, then I'd feel a little sympathy, but
I don't think he is cocky.
No,
I thought he was.
Is.
From what I read today, he was very humble and just said, yeah.
Yeah, you're always humble when you're trying to get out of trouble.
There's a bunch of reports that, like, guys in the prison, you know, they say things about blah. He's got full-on head of worried hair now. He looks like Dick Versace.
Okay.
Have you seen him?
No.
Picture of him?
No.
He's lost a little bit of weight. But there was a couple of pictures that surfaced this week of him in the clink, and entails, you know, now there's a lot of tabloid-esque stories about, you know, him in prison. Apparently, he just walks around and just mumbles Obama's name under his breath. Oh, Obama.
Obama.
No,
Obama.
He doesn't.
That's what one of them was.
In a southern accent.
Yeah. Obama.
Obama. Obama. Obama. Obama. Obama. That could be pretty good, actually. I would love to get Blago on if we could get him a call in from prison one day.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Do you remember how theatrical his trial was? And, like, just, it was insane. It was nuts.
Uh-huh.
They never made a good movie about it. I thought that, you know, I don't know why
don't
that
make a
was.
Lifetime movie about it, like the Drew Pearson.
The Drew Pearson, which I've always said before was one of the finest pieces of cinema I've ever seen.
Trump's
kind
of reminding me of Drew Pearson a little bit.
Trump's reminding you of Drew Pearson?
The way he talks. Just like everything's so matter of fact. Like, he's always right, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to start asking the Olympians who they're voting for. Do you think that's going to be the next thing the media starts doing?
They better be focused on the race.
I don't think so. Maybe afterwards. Maybe they'll look for endorsements after the Olympics. There's something just wrong about that. I don't think there's any room for American politics in the Olympic Games. I don't. Everyone's USA, regardless of what political party you are when they're down there representing us. And to sit there and put an athlete on the spot in front of the world and ask him a question. Now, I understand that there's different countries that are fighting for their freedoms and independence and they want to make political statements.
Yeah.
That's great. But we're a democracy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that, you know, I mean, I think the one thing that needs to be celebrated is the fact that we're a democracy and
we're free.
We shouldn't have
to. It's about the world getting together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then trying to beat each other.
Well, I think that's what's been so great about these Olympics so far is watching all these golds. It's been uplifting to know because here in the States, we're just inundated every day with just hate and anger, whether it's both sides. And it becomes overwhelming, and you kind of almost find yourself getting lost in it, and you forget about why we're really here in the first place, and that's
to watch Olympic archery.
Take care of one of each other.
Like Pokemon. Yeah. You know, it's not about playing Pokemon. Yeah. I just want to play Pokemon in peace.
They should have the Pokemon Olympics.
I just want to play Pokemon in peace, Mr. Trump. Can we do that if you're elected?
No.
Or Hillary?
So wait,
play Pokemon
you know, you're talking about this Pokemon. Do I have to, like, if I buy it, like, is that an app that I buy? Is that
yeah, you can download
it. Is it like $35?
I have no idea how
much
it is.
Ridiculous, probably.
No, it's probably free. That's why so many people have globbed onto it.
So your wife hasn't, I mean, not your wife, but your daughter hasn't, like, figured this out yet? Because she's always on your phone goofing off.
Yeah, but she hasn't downloaded it to my phone.
Does she know what it is?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
She's read all the books.
Oh, so she's
all
like,
the
so
Pokemon
she's like
books.
Into it then if she got to play it.
Yeah. I got Charlotte a karaoke machine. That's what I'm kind of she's into that. That's kind of
that'll be nice to listen to.
It was great. You know, she was.
Did you sing something?
She busted it out last night?
She had it when I got home today.
Did you sing Thriller?
No Thriller.
You should have.
What song?
That would have
been
great for the kids to watch you sing Thriller.
She was singing. It's after midnight.
Wait. So she was on it immediately when you got home?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
What was she singing?
This girl is on fire.
They're going to say this girl is poison.
Oh, who is that?
This
Vanessa,
girl is poison.
That girl is poison.
Is that Alicia Keys?
Whatever.
Is that Belle Biv DeVoe?
Sure.
That girl is poison. Yeah, that is Belle Biv DeVoe. But Alicia Keys is...
it's a very Irish song, isn't it?
The other song that you were saying, right?
Yeah, maybe. Is it Alicia Keys?
I think so.
Yeah.
And how do... Like, does the music download in this machine? How does this work?
No, it's all Bluetooth. Kids have got the Bluetooth these days.
Wow. So you can, like, if you have a cell phone and you have the music right there, it's just picks
they
it up.
Yeah,
huh?
They're assuming that all children have cell phones now or tablets. And
well, I mean,
of that nature.
Could you bring this singing machine out to, like, a party with adults?
I definitely could. Definitely.
Interesting.
Bill, you want me to come over and have a couple of vodka sodas on the back porch? And
I've been known,
belt
to,
out
I've
a couple
been known to belt out a few. I've also been known to belt out a couple where people's ears are bleeding afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Walk
no
out.
Doubt about that. No doubt about that.
I think I did.
Bill just wants to do it by himself in his living room.
I did like a Michael. I did an INXS song the last time I did a karaoke, and everyone. I think there were like four people in the bar, and they booed me at the end. You being one of them, Pat.
Yeah, you're no
like,
Michael Hutchins.
No, in my mind, I was.
In after, your private life, you
after
kinda,
those ten,
kind of similar.
After those 10 bucks, I was like, yeah.
Very good. Yeah,
I'm not as sick and demented as Hutchins. Okay, thanks.
Why? What makes you think Hutchins was sick and demented?
That's it. I don't know. Do the research. You know how he died, right?
Yeah, Wikipedia. You'll be fascinated. Yeah.
But I did love... I also did a cult song a while back. I don't know. Patty, you do an idol tune when you do karaoke. You do...
used to do like a lot of Billy Idol songs. You've never done karaoke?
I don't know. It's
maybe once in a drunken stupor.
It's a few laughs if you're with other... Oh, I know the last time I did it in Nashville. Remember, I think I told you guys I sang Some Girls.
You sang Yankee Break Your Heart.
I sang Some Girls by the Stones in front of these people, and they looked at me like I was crazy. They were like, "What?" It was all young girls, like in their early 20s. I had no idea what the song was.
They now hate men.
Probably the first time they ever heard Some Girls came out of my mouth.
I'll take that.
Thanks, Mick.
You're going to get a call from his lawyer.
Mick Jagger wants
$70,000 from you, William.
Okay.
That's right.
Hey, we got the Conor McGregor fight coming up in about what? We got a week or so to go on that, right?
More like the 20th.
Nick Diaz.
How is this working now? McGregor, he's not bumping up a weight, is he? Or is he just fighting at the same weight he was at before?
I don't even know.
It's an exact rematch. It's amazing of the previous fight.
Yeah, it's just amazing that.
But McGregor still has his belt, right? Because the other fight was technically an exhibition, right?
Yeah, this is not his true weight class.
But this is but this time the belt's up for grabs, right?
No, this is just a rematch of two people who hate each other.
Oh. Do they really hate each other, or are they just cashing in on this? What do you think?
I think they truly do.
I hope so. I just hope he wins
because he already lost.
Are you going to watch it this time? Are you going to pay for it?
Yeah.
You're going to get it?
Yeah, we'll watch it. We'll get Wendy's again like we did last time.
Yeah.
That's what we always do with UFC. Double stacks, players' basement.
Frosties. UFC.
Yeah.
There you go.
Some little hearts on fire beforehand. Listen to it.
Sleeping children.
That's what I was going to I was thinking of some Olympic music to play.
That's the only thing you can come up with.
Hey,
that's the only thing I could think of was Hearts on Fire from
Rocky
IV.
Which has actually never been played.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe in like, what year did it come out?
I'm gonna have to, the 88 Seoul Olympics,
it was played once.
Well, that's the thing. Now, we were talking about boxing at the top of the show. If Drago and Stallone were fighting, maybe this country could change and come together.
The American flyweight beat the Russian.
That wasn't the Olympics. Yeah, well, yeah. Wasn't it away here?
Wasn't it our friend Pat Barrett at Marquette who used to try to show us Rocky IV and tell us that this was the reason that the Cold War ended? Was that Mikhail Gorbachev and everyone who had been watching Rocky IV?
He had an argument about it.
Gorbachev's basement with Wendy's, Russian Wendy's.
Russian Wendy's.
There goes my car alarm.
Bill, go tend to your
car. It must have sensed something. Its ears must have been bleeding.
I hope someone's breaking into your
car. All right, well, hey, in honor of it, we should just play a song. Let's play Hearts on Fire. Here it is from Rocky IV, Hearts on Fire.
Thank you.
Balboa.
Yeah. I can change.
Thank God he
won
it.
Change.
I didn't know that.
We all can change.
I didn't realize that that was John Cafferty who sang that.
Yeah, it's John Cafferty.
Little Irishman, huh?
Yeah.
And you know, he's
put
also
me in coach. I'm ready to play. Today.
Thank God, Rocky went there.
Cafferty's great, but that
no, he doesn't do center field.
Is it the
that's
Big Brown
Fogarty.
Band? The Big Brown, Big Beaver, Big Brown, Big what Brown about, Beaver Band. I think that's it.
Big the, Brown Beaver Band.
The say what?
I don't know. Mike's trying to help me out here. There it is, the Beaver Brown Band. There it is, John Cafferty. Yeah, he's what's the other movie? What's the famous movie with oh, come on, the one where he does with Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah,
he does the whole soundtrack for yeah, he does On the Dark Side. That's his big hit. That's a great song. Maybe we'd have to play that. You know, that was my theme song at Mount Carmel Fight Night when I came in the ring.
Hearts on Fire?
On the Dark Side. Unfortunately, I was on the dark side probably about 45 seconds into the first round. I lost in a standing 8 count. Got my butt kicked, but
hey, that's all right. You got
still
in the
a great song. Maybe we'll play it at the end of the show.
If you listen to Hearts on Fire, you can pretty much accomplish any goal.
I think when it was just playing, we were saying, oh, yeah, so I got walking down the street once. He walked up the Sears Tower horizontally.
Walked up 60 flights until the song ended.
He had Hearts on Fire on his headphones. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And then when the song cut off, he just fell to his death.
Yeah, you can do anything.
But the cops are like, oh, we got another one. You guys, listen to Hearts on Fire. Better get the trampoline out here. He's going to go down in about, we got literally 45 seconds to get over here.
Hit repeat.
Yeah. The firehouse over there on Wells. They're like, oh no, another one over at the Sears Tower.
Hearts on Fire again.
Last week we had a guy that thought he could swim Lake Michigan. This week we got a guy walking horizontally up Sears Tower. What the heck?
It gets you pumped. Yeah. If Trump gets a hold of that tune, it's over. If he opens every rally with Hearts on Fire, he'll get all the votes. He'll get 100% of the vote.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton will vote for him.
I'll tell you what made me flip.
It was the fact that he started playing all that Rocky stuff.
As soon as I heard Hearts on Fire, I knew it was over.
We can't. We're trying to get a good Hillary going.
You know who told me to play Hearts on Fire?
What?
Putin.
He says it's his favorite track.
He loves it.
Putin's cousin played the Mikhail Gorbachev in Rocky IV.
Putin shoots rhinos and listens to it.
I'm wondering if Trump, that would be great if Trump was like, look, I got Ivan Drago with me on stage. He's just got, it's Dolph Lundgren dressed as Drago. He starts walking around on the campaign trail.
He's like, I don't know why I'm here. I'm from Denmark.
Yeah. He was like, you may remember him from Universal Soldier.
He's going to almost beat Rocky Balboa.
No, he's almost beat Rocky
Balboa.
He almost
beat Rocky.
But I tell you what. Then he's got Schwarzenegger up there,
too. He came in second in the Rocky fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the Expendables walking around.
Donald Trump is going to be in the next Expendables movie.
He's playing the president.
He's the president in the Expendables.
Is he really?
No. This is...
It could be. We're writing it right now.
We're writing, yeah. If you're listening, Hollywood, I got the next script for the Expendables.
Opening scene, Hearts on Fire.
Yep.
You're already in. You're hooked.
No way that movie's going to stink. And you know why?
Why's that?
Because as we edge closer to summer in Chicago, my friends at Fresh Wave want you to know it doesn't have to be a stinky one. If you have kids running to sports camps or summer school, the dog spending most of his time outside rolling around in the grass, it can all add up to odors in shoes and sports equipment, in the car, you're chauffeuring everyone around in, on the pet bedding, odors everywhere. Count on Fresh Wave natural odor-removing products to keep you out of the odor zone. Like our listener Mary, who recently said, one sniff of Fresh Wave products and I was a believer. The best part is, Fresh Wave keeps everything smelling no matter what's going on around. Fresh Wave products are made using only simple, pure, and natural ingredients. No masking fragrances and 100% safe. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Target, Whole Foods, Mariano's, and the Container Store to find your nearest rate. Taylor.
Come on.
Go to FreshWaveWorks.com today. FreshWaveWorks.com today. FreshWave.
There it is.
One of our sponsors. Love
them. Yeah. We love them. You need to work on that, man.
The copy is going to have to be changed.
No, the copy I think is just fine. You're reading it too fast.
You just don't know how to read.
Yeah.
It's a big problem.
I'll take trouble. I think next week I'll take a stab at
trouble.
It.
I'm not a strong reader either.
I think next week I'll do some Fresh Wave.
We love you, Fresh Wave.
Yeah. Putin loves Fresh Wave.
Hey, yep. The Chicago Sportsnet Hall of Fame's coming up. I know we talked about it, but I just want to remind everyone. Trump September Swarovski. 7th.
That's right.
Wednesday, September 7th at McCormick Place. Little Rhino Sandberg, little Carlton Fisk. Got a lot of great lineup. There's a lot of guys on the lineup that are great. Jay Wright for the Villanova Wildcats. Denny Savard. Jerome Bettis. You name them. That's pretty good.
Anybody. Yeah. They're all going in. Yeah.
Everyone.
Nick Anderson from the Orlando Magic. And
great
Frank,
ball player.
Frank right. Winters, who's actually going to be, he's on the Skinny and Hooley show tonight. Or he was God this bless. Afternoon. He's a former Green Bay Packer. He's going to talk about going into the Hall of Fame, which is kind of cool.
Great event. If you ever have the moment to go out there, check it out.
Yeah.
It's at McCormick Place this year.
Yeah. You got any other events you want to plug, Bill? Yeah?
No, not yet. You know what I saw this week was, remember that tragedy that happened with the alligator that grabbed that kid earlier this summer outside of Orlando?
Yes. Yeah.
They made an announcement that they're going to build like a concrete wall where that kid got, to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine being the guy who's got to go build that wall? And he's like, hey, now guys, alligators like to jump out of the water and eat people here, but for the next...
You got to have a spotter.
Yeah, you guys are going to be here building this wall for the
you
next...
You should have built the wall. Make sure you
keep your head on a swivel and the concrete...
No, did you ever see that show Gator Boys? They've probably got all kinds of guys down there like nooses.
Yeah,
like,
they probably love it.
We're going to get the gators while you build the wall.
Yeah, I guess
we're going to get the gators while you build a wall.
What is that?
I don't know. It's trying to do kind Orleans. Of a Louisiana Bayou kind of. We get the gators while you get the wall.
We're doing Florida.
We're going to get the gators while you build the wall.
Wow.
That meant we're going to get the gators while you built the wall. In case you didn't know. Sorry. That's me. It's not a Southern guy, though. It is.
It's gibberish.
It's going to get around
wall. Sorry. It's like boom, the guy at Boom.
The people listening are like, what the heck are these guys
Someone
talking about?
Someone just tuned in for the first time, and we just lost them.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry. Man, that's terrible. Socks are done. All right.
They are come out done.
They're done. It's over.
It's football season.
It's football. God bless the Bears. But we'll be cursing them probably about, week five?
I guess the Cubs are doing all right, huh?
Cubs are pretty darn good.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
The Cubs will not win the World Series.
Still saying it.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see.
Huh? We'll see. Hey, if it happens, it'd be a great thing economically and for the city of Chicago.
If
not to mention,
if they don't win, I want alpines from each of you.
Oh,
I don't want them to win. I don't want. I still owe you the alpine from the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I'm not even like. Next,
it was a long time ago.
I'll tell you what. If they win, I'll buy you a gyro from Subtender, and you can tell me.
I don't want a gyro.
I thought
that's like a punishment.
I'll get you a telepathic gyro.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, I'll send you
man.
A telepathic
Give me a telepathic euro. Pizza puff and we're even.
You know what's going on this Sunday is Joel Murray. You know Joel Murray, the actor Bill Murray's brother?
Yeah.
All the Murray brothers?
Yeah.
This coming week, they're having the Canal Shores Invitational Golf Outing. The dough goes to the Wounded Warriors.
Oh, that's great. Right?
It's a pretty great time. You're going to have Clay, your buddy Eddie Vedder, going to be there.
Oh, I did.
Yep.
A par 309. I lost my ball. Hey, someone help me find my ball. Oh, man. It's 9-9. It's not working today.
Yep.
Where is it at?
So the Invitational Pairings Party is this Sunday night. It's at Joe's on Weed Street.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Lot of cool stuff. So it's got a Texas barbecue buffet, open bar, and that's going to be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Well, Eddie Vedder be there.
Well, how do you play in this?
That's what you go. You pay the $200. Oh, it's $200.
Oh, and then they pair you up with
a lot of celebrities at this thing. It's pretty cool. I mean, if you're into that and you want to go help the first responders and meet the Murray brothers and a lot of the 85 Bears. Maybe Ditka. I don't know. Some of those guys. A lot of those guys are at this event. And
cool.
It's pretty cool.
I played golf again.
Kerry Wood will be there.
For the second time.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? You were going to play with your mother-in-law.
Yeah, it was awful.
Didn't work out too well, huh?
Terrible.
Just, what was it? The short game? The
short game, long game, putting, you name it.
I know. We all have those days.
From the very first tee, it was just garbage. The whole
way. It's one thing hitting it off a tee at a driving range, and you're like, I feel like I'm Jordan.
We played
and then
at
you get
the,
out there, and you're like, whoa.
The Tam course, the Tam O'Shanter course, it's on
Howard and up here.
That's up north.
Yeah. And they used to have PGA World Championships there in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, cool.
It's a cool place. But yeah, I did not play like a PGA champion.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Ricky Huter.
Ricky!
He's the man from Michigan, the man from Ferris State, former golf pro at Olympia Fields Country Club. He just missed the cut for the U.S. Amateur. He played this weekend in the U.S. Amateur. He missed the cut by, I think he said he finished in like four places away from the cut, which he had said if he hadn't played so bad on the final two holes. And like he's like, I didn't know where I was. He goes, it was hot out there. I started like hallucinating in the final. He goes, final like three holes. He's like, I just couldn't keep a clear head. But he was telling me, so like after you win the U.S. Amateur, I think you play, there's another two rounds, and then you qualify to play, like, then you're in everything. You get to play in the Masters, you get to play in the British, you get to play in the PGA Championship. And then if you do well, I think if you place or show any of those, then you get to, like, your tour membership or whatever. But
yeah,
he was pretty stoked about it. I know he worked hard.
Get him next time, kid.
He said it was the first time he played competitive golf in, like, 2 years. So he felt pretty good just to, you know, he's like, boy, I think if I, because I wasn't even, like, the first 18, he said, I played lights out.
Yeah.
He goes, and then the second 18, he's like, I didn't know where I stood, so I got kind of lazy with it.
Yeah.
Even though I was kind of playing well. He goes, if I had known that I was in, like, the top eight, I would have pushed harder. He's like, I figured I was probably, like, in the bottom half, and I wasn't really paying attention. But shout out to you, Ricky boy. By the way, don't get caught over at Beverly Country Club on Mondays anymore either.
What?
Yeah, they used to have a little thing where they'd try to sneak on the course and play some holes over there.
That's not a good thing to do.
It happens. But he said it when you're a former pro at a different club, they kind of recognize you. So his buddy was like, dude, what are you doing here? He's like, got to get off the course now.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm broke and I'm trying to play some decent courses.
Trying to hustle the rich guys.
So that I can get out there and make the tour.
I'll probably win the Masters in like 2 years.
Oh, I hope you do, man. God bless
you. You'll probably win it.
Hey, we want to tell everyone to tune in to The Crack with Cooney and Keene. Or actually, it's just The Crack now with Gene Cooney.
Yep.
That's following this show at the Irish American Heritage Center, taped on Thursday nights. Stick around for the session afterwards. Looking forward to listening to old Gino by himself doing the show for a little bit. Ought to be fun. He's going to have a lot of, after Kathleen has departed the show, she had a lot of other things that she had to take care of. So there's going to be a lot of floating
guest hosts
with Gino every week. So it should be kind of cool. Encourage everyone to get down to the Heritage Center on Thursday nights at around 6.
That's right.
Check it out, and you can listen to it after this show, and it's sponsored by Herbertian Transmedia, just like this one.
That's right, and if you're not too bored with us right now, you can always find past episodes of the Hoolies Hoolia.
Listen to all of them.
FreeCrack.com. That's CRAIC, sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia as well. I was going to play another song to play us out of the show.
Yeah, go
this
for it, man.
The end. It is our buddy John Cafferty, Bill.
Oh, hey. That was Hearts on Fire again, wasn't it?
No, it's on the dark side.
Oh, there we go. All right, so we'll see you on the dark side next week. The dark side's gonna love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side, cross out.